Robin joining us this morning, a Montana musician and singer and a songwriter, Mike Murray.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Good to have you with us today. I want to kind of get an idea for everybody as to you're a Montana guy, so where in Montana are you?
Well, I live in Kalispell, and I was born and raised here.
Oh, all right. So you are a local dude, a Montana guy. What brought you? What brought you to music?
Well, my parents got me into piano lessons as a young kid, and between you guys and me, I didn't really like it. I didn't excel, but my piano teacher had a drum set in her teaching studio that I always looked at, and so finally, when I wasn't doing very well at piano, my parents said I could start playing the drums, and I really fell in love with that, and started playing in bands in junior high school, and the band practices would always be at my house because I had the drum set, and my friends would leave their guitars there, and I'd start tinkering with that, and just fell in love with playing music around that time when I was about 12 and never looked back.
Yeah, well, we have kind of parallel experiences. My first musical instrument was a drum kit, which I got when I was about 3, and it mysteriously disappeared. My parents said, "We don't know what happened to that." and then I became a record player later on, a disc jockey.
So, Mike, how did you transition from a local guy who liked to play music to the status that you are currently in?
Well, honestly, I think I owe a lot of that just to the abundance of gig opportunities that we have in the Flathead Valley. I think between our summer tourist season and the winter ski season, just a lot of restaurants and breweries and bars host live music. And so I started playing gigs, back probably in about 2011, 2012. By probably 2015, 16, I was playing over 200 gigs a year. And I think just that amount of opportunity to perform, kind of not only did it help, maybe get my name out there a little bit locally, but boy, it's also a great way to improve your skills.
That's right. The Beatles, when they played Hamburg, played like 8-10 hours a night, which is like a lot of practice, night after night after
night.
Well,
you either get good or you get out.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you kind of talk with us a bit about your music and how you would describe what you do.
Sure. I suppose I've always enjoyed, multiple genres of music, and I have, written and recorded, somewhat of a variety of genres. I think to most simplify it, I would probably describe my music as Americana, just because I think it sort of embodies some of the quintessential American genres like folk and country and blues and rock.
Nice.
So it's kind of a blend of all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I think especially as I've gotten older, I've tended to write a lot more about my love of nature and my love of Montana and the outdoors. I remember being told as a young songwriter, you got to write what you know. And it seemed that all the hits on the radio were about breakups and, driving fast and parties and so on. And, I'm a young father and I love spending time in the woods. So I finally just decided I'm just going to write about that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, I noticed that you have the Mike Murray Band and you have an acoustic duo, you call it. Talk with us about how that all works.
Sure. You know, I would say predominantly for most of the gigs throughout the year, I perform with my acoustic duo. And that's with my buddy Chris Krager on bass. And, yeah, it's just a really good fit for the largest variety of venues. You know, you can kind of keep it quiet if it's a smaller, intimate venue, or, you know, you can also, with two guys on stage, kind of bolster it a little more than just a solo act if it's a larger space. Yeah, and then, you know, occasionally I'll get the chance to perform with a full band, and usually just a few times a year, but that's always a whole lot of fun, and get to get some of my good friends and good musicians together and play our songs with a full band.
So this is what we're talking about, the full band performing at the Wachholz College Center on November 3rd.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I'm really looking forward to that show. I think it's just a stunning space and a really incredible live music venue. And yeah, I'm actually going to have some elements of the night that'll just be solo performance, some with a, you know, smaller ensemble, and then some full band. So yeah, it'll be quite the variety that evening.
Okay, now you mentioned in your acoustic duo, Chris Krager. Is this the same Chris Krager that's with Samaritan House?
Yes, it's the same guy.
Really?
Yeah. And how he manages to, you know, direct the homeless shelter and also keep up with a demanding gig schedule is beyond me. He's quite the guy.
It's probably therapy.
It is. It really is for him. It's a place where he can kind of, you know, turn that part of his brain off that's, you know, busy solving really difficult problems all day, and he can just kind of close his eyes and play music and do what he loves. It really is therapy for him.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you and the band and all of your, the way that you perform, solo and the acoustic duo and everything. It'll be at the Wachholz College Center, in beautiful place with incredible...
Great acoustics.
Oh, yeah, you're going to love it there. November 3rd, 8 p.m., tickets available right now through the Wachholz College Center website. And Mike, thanks for spending time with us, and we enjoyed talking with a local homegrown guy who's making music.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. It was great talking to you, too.